Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Folks, I'm going to dive right into my limited narrative today, as we have video presentations that will run right up to and probably a few minutes over our allotted hour of time for today's show. If this show is cut off when the end of time for our show today hits, you can watch the entire thing to the end once the show recording is posted here on my pages here at bbsradio.com, The Jim Benson Show, and elsewhere on the internet. After these brief comments, I'm playing our three video presentations today back to back until the very end of the show. Suffice it to say that while most Americans have no idea about what is happening today, and we are actually in the fight of our lives trying to combat peacefully, legally, and politically the entrenched U.S. government deep state and its alliance with communist governments around the world. The first video is a few comments President Trump made recently about the massive fraud in our 2020 and other elections by and on behalf of the Democratic Party, which is aligned with our administrative deep state and communist regimes in Venezuela, Cuba, China, Iran, and elsewhere. At least that's what they're saying, and I certainly believe it myself. There's a lot of information about this, which would lead to it. A White House Commission on Election Fraud is reportedly about to release what it contends is conclusive evidence the 2020 election was stolen for the, again, in my opinion, the traitor and communist globalist agent Joe Biden and his regime. The second video is some of the commentary by Alex Jones about this and related election fraud in our country. The third, final, and longest video today is a condensed version of an hour and 12-minute interview Alex Jones did on his show December 9 with founder and former CEO of Overstock.com, billionaire, I believe, and election integrity activist Patrick Byrne. Byrne reveals he has been a secret CIA operative for decades, but has now gone rogue to try, in his own terms, to try to defeat the deep state and save America from the deep state and communist plot to take over the USA and enslave it in the name of totalitarian communist world government. Among the astonishing revelations slash observations slash assertions Byrne makes are that the CIA is still largely controlled by the communist and Islamist Obama-era CIA director John Brennan, and the agency has been colluding with the communist regimes in Venezuela, Cuba, and by proxy China and other governments, including Iran, to take down the U.S. by corrupting and stealing our elections. And this has been going on for years. To get better perspective on this alleged grave threat to our republic, and I say alleged because I don't have all the evidence myself, I recommend that you get this book. It's called Stolen Elections, The Takedown of Democracies Worldwide by Ralph Pezzullo. That's P-E-Z-Z-U-L-L-O. It just came out. It's available on Amazon.com. Like millions of other Trump supporters and freedom supporters, I knew our elections were being hijacked, but did not understand all of the ways the massive, secretive, and highly organized election fraud was being orchestrated. Besides widespread ballot fraud, one of the most dominant and extensive election frauds has been carried out, according to the information I've seen here, been carried out remotely through computer source code, which allows monitoring and manipulation of electronic vote data, and then destroys activity logs to hide what has been done. This is why Trump and others are saying we must get away from any kind of electronic dealing with election data, have paper ballots, same-day voting, and voter ID to end this corruption and potential corruptions in our elections. Patrick Byrne and his team of investigators, including retired CIA operations officer Gary Berntsen, were able to have servers used for this fraud shut down, at least that's what they report in the book, and they've reported it elsewhere, in time for the 2024 election. And these servers were said to be in Belgrade, Serbia, and elsewhere. Thus, Trump won, but in my opinion, just barely. And we're holding on to Congress, again, just barely, while the deep state is plotting to take back control, impeach and imprison Trump, turn back and off all the investigations into the deep state's enormous fraud and corruption, end MAGA, and complete their Marxist takeover of America, started under the Biden regime. It appears to me servers are now again being used to rig and swing U.S. and other elections. Without further comment, here are the videos.
That's all they're good at cheating in elections, very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads.
And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85% to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California, because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're pulling the clip right now just to show you on record that we're not playing games, as if we need to prove that our track record is the most accurate for predictions and analysis there is. But this is directly from sources in the White House. I just called balls and strikes, and I talked to two different people that were in these cabinet meetings, the closed-door ones, and they presented to President Trump in a two-hour meeting one afternoon total proof of election fraud in all the battleground states, mail-in ballots, the mules, the manipulating the machines, the keeping illegal aliens on the rolls, the van showing up at 1 a.m. in the morning and key battlegrounds flown in from communist China, all filled out for Joe Biden. Everything you heard from all our sources and all our intel and proof back at the time, in Georgia and in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Arizona, but also a bunch of other places that you thought were blue states. No, they're really purple or red. They have mass loads. And remember, I said specifically, they have massive proof across the board from his Election Integrity Commission, working with the DOJ, working with the states, working by filing all these lawsuits, where we already knew they had 250-something thousand illegal aliens that they knew were illegals in Arizona and let them vote. And then they kicked a bunch of real citizens off, remember? And a bunch of other scams there in Maricopa County. Well, now they've had to admit it. They've had to release all the documents. That's just, there's a lot of ways Trump's getting this, but this is exciting. Because the Democrats didn't win this off-year election last month. No. We could spend, when we did, hours on each key area how they did it. And Trump was able to get hundreds of millions spent putting lawyers in and filing suits in every key district to be able to have his watchers there, have his lawyers there. It mitigated some of the fraud, huge turnout. So he was able to get over the hump. You got to override the fraud because there's only so much of it baked in the numbers, depending on the constellation of frauds that each sector uses, each state. And they've also got proof of them going into the machines and using remote access, hidden cell phone chips, flipping the votes. So everything you heard In fact, it's crazy how accurate all the different whistleblowers everybody was. But, I mean, it's not hard. The same stuff in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia. Oh, a water main broke. Oh, we're going to put poster boards up over all the windows. Now, the law says you're supposed to be in here while we're counting, but we're going to say we're closing for the night, and we're going to put up poster board at midnight, and then people suing at the surveillance footage inside, and they're up all night with stacks of the same ballots that they bring in briefcases and suitcases and wheelbarrows and on dollies, and they're just cramming them in. And then Giuliani talks about it. They have rigged court cases where he's defaulted, not allowed to show evidence. The judges say there's no evidence. He's guilty. Then he goes bankrupt. They seize everything he's got. Heard of that before? They just had a judge in Minnesota, federal judge, default Mike Lindell. Said, no evidence of fraud with these machines. No evidence of remote access, even on record, the remote access. And you're guilty. We're going to have a now show trial in 2026. That's how it works. But the good news is all the proof's coming out, and they are screwed, blued, and tattooed. We're going to come back with this and so much more today. The biggest news we've got that's positive is that what I was told by two different individuals that were in the White House a month ago and were in these cabinet meetings with the president was that Trump has absolute proof. And I heard them then list off what all the sectors of proof are. It's just everything. The Democrats throw a total assault of fraud, and they'll tailor it to each sector and the laws there and how they're able to do it. But it's breaking into the machines with hidden cell phone chips. It's the mail-in ballots, the fraud, the mules. It's the communist Chinese shipping in ballots already filled up, shipping them into the voting centers when they supposedly close at night, as they did all over the key battleground states. Oh, they're closed early. They were all trained, cover the windows, get to work. In come the trucks. You need more? Boom, get them in. And then when you get exposed, you just sue in a key jurisdiction where you control the judge, the Soros judge. They don't let any evidence in. They default Mike Lindell, Giuliani, all of it. Tell the jury they're guilty. Then the jury, you know, gives $50 million or whatever it was with Giuliani. Giuliani's then destroyed. And they move on to the next person. And they say, oh, there was no proof. He was found guilty. No, he was defaulted, just like I was in my show trials. And they're doing it all the time now. They go, oh, you're defaulted because you didn't do the dot this I. And then that's not even true. So, as if you need to even know it's a fraud. Oh, here, we're closing tonight here in Georgia, here in Detroit. But we're just going to cover the windows up everywhere. And then, oh, guess what? We're busy beavers. Oh, we weren't closed overnight. We were doing something. And now we know where the ballots came from. They even had cases of the day of the election, the Chinese were panicking and had the jets landing in Pennsylvania, in Michigan. And remember, we even had USPS drivers who'd be, one guy was with them like 7 hours in Pennsylvania. He had postal inspector authorization. He said, you know, this is all weird. I'm going to go look. This is supposed ballots, but I'm going to go look at these. He opens them up, and there's, you know, hundreds of these boxes. And he opens it. It's all filled out for just Joe Biden. And it's all the same. He goes, so then he sees the election fraud a few days later. He goes to the FBI, and they threaten to put him in jail. Remember that? The boldness of them thinking that they could get away with this. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, Patrick Byrne. We had General Flynn on.
Guilty.
Earlier, all this stuff to cover. There are so many huge topics here. Venezuela, the deep state. The planes have gone into Venezuela already, have they? Why is Venezuela suddenly our major opponent? We've got a whole bunch of big developments there. We've got more people flipping, not just the former intelligence chief, but more. So, Patrick Byrne, you've got some big intel you're dropping for us right now.
Well, first, I thought you'd be happy to know about 90 minutes ago, the first F-18s were over Venezuela. I gave Daria, can you pull up that image I gave you? We got the radar image. They're actually F-18s over in Venezuela airspace.
And my Pentagon sources told me Sunday they put up the AWACS and the others then as a probing operation. So it looks like they're moving.
But the AWACS and stuff are off the shore. We now have F-18. Now, they're not dropping anything, but they that we know of. But they're in Venezuela over Caraibo, over Macaraibo.
So what are they doing? Surveying it before they...
All we can see is they're on they haven't turned off their transponders. That tells us they're probably not bombing. They're probably provoking and trying to get... See how Venezuela... We should be just in continuously ratcheting it up until they either respond or they slink off.
By the way, a lot of people ask me, and by the way, I want to ask you this. You probably didn't see it. General Flynn said he wants Maduro to go. Trump should take the deal and let him get the $200 million and leave. He thinks, because I agree, that intelligence agencies will set Trump up with the Bad Pigs or a Vietnam or something worse. He's worried about a Gulf of Tonkin for full pull-in, and I know you and Flynn are big buddies, but that's where I've been. Like, I get taking down Cuba, taking down Venezuela, the piggy bank of the Democrats, the Chi-Coms, take control of our hemisphere, get the Chi-Coms out of Panama. I get it's the right move. My question is, I don't trust these agencies. Look how they tried to set up Hegseth lying. He wasn't even on the call. Saying kill them all. That's now confirmed. So I'm worried about going into this with all these traitors that are involved. So how do you square that up with what Flynn said?
You should be worried. And we know that there was already an attempt to do just what you're anticipating, to set up a Bay of Pigs. That got taken care of. I'll be getting there. But remember how there was a cartel general who a couple weeks ago when I was here, he put a, which one do you want? The red one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just pointing.
The cartel general wrote a letter where he included a bunch of information, and he has revealed,
That's on record. He's the former head intelligence guy.
And we already knew of at least 20.
So we have the former intelligence head, now this top general. So we're seeing major defections.
And we're seeing major defections. There's a new one last night that we'll be talking about today. But just so you know, I'm going to share this much. That general in prison, he gave names. We already had most of the names. There were a number of names he did not give. One of the names that we did not have before he gave it went and was tracked into. He was in the CIA. And in fact, I'm not going to say more than this. He was part of this Venezuelan operation, the planning for this Venezuelan operation. In other words, Venezuela had an asset in the CIA group who was planning this invasion.
And by the way, it's not like you just say this stuff. You prove it right over and over again. So you've got all this exclusive intel, five big stories for us today.
Yeah.
I just want to address this first because I've been on the fence here. I get if it could happen perfectly and Maduro could be sent to Mars and they could have an election and what a rich country, great people and free Latin America, I'm all for it. I just look at all the problems there. What do you make of Flynn? I probably didn't see it. Flynn was warning Trump, don't go for a full regime change. I think they're going to try to set you up. And that made me kind of shift back on the bubble from saying, okay, maybe go ahead and do it, but I have concerns to not being sure.
How long ago did he say that?
He said it in like 11:40 to 11:45.
Oh. I haven't seen that. Maybe he has some. Well, we know that there are.
And he said we need to listen to you, and he really respects you, too.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, yeah. But my point was he wasn't poo-pooing it. It's just that I've been morally for it, never for regime change before, because I get it's about American sovereignty.
Right.
My issue is he's walking into the trap, and then Flynn's saying it.
Yeah, well, we know now that there was a trap set, that there was somebody inside the CIA who was in touch with Venezuela and was an asset of Venezuela. He's been carved out, and things have been changed. But they are trying to set Trump up. I hate war. I've seen war. I've seen the aftermath of war. There's nothing glamorous. I'm the last guy in the world that wants war. This is the most important war we've had to fight.
No, I'm sold. I'm all about bringing. We know it brings down Cuba. It brings down the Mexican cartel.
Yep.
and the deep state CIA liberal money. So I mean, we know this is the deep state's jugular.
Yes.
Also cutting Ukraine off. What do you make of Trump saying Zelensky's a dictator? Get him out of there. I mean, this is the right move.
This is the right move. You know, our new national...
You know, they got two hearts now. It's Venezuela and Ukraine.
Yeah, I don't think that anything we've been told about Ukraine for the last 10 years is true. I think that effectively we provoked that war. We did some extraordinarily provocative things. I was raised...
Victoria Nuland brags about it.
Yeah, war pig. I was raised by the most hawk general in America, and he in 2015 was telling me along with Hugo George Shultz that this is a nutty war. There's no reason for us to start World War III over Ukraine.
Plus it's unwinnable with the biggest nuclear power.
Yeah, it's just there's
like don't start a fight with Mike Tyson in 1990.
Right. There's some reason that the Victoria Nuland, Biden, Bush, Obama, They've been after Clinton. There's some reason we've just had to get a war going since 2015. And no one, it has nothing to do with any organic national security needs or policies.
Yeah, so it's all tied together. So. But I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying, trust me, you saw the clip. It was powerful. Flynn literally said what I've said. I said, I'm morally for the regime change. But Trump's like saying, no, you can't have 200 million. You can't leave. So why not just let Maduro leave? I understand they want to put the intelligence guy in. No, just agree to free. What's the issue?
Yeah, well, one issue is Maduro's own people are going to kill him if he tries to. They're saying, we won't let you leave. You're going to leave the 1,000 of us here to all be hung. No way. Either you get a deal that all of us go with you, or if you don't, we're going to shoot your
own. So where do they send them?
Northern Turkey. Northern Turkey has a resort that would take all of them. And they don't have to. Russia, Iran, and China have said no. For as much as they won't.
Just like a resort the Syrians are in Russia. Park them in a resort.
Exactly. Put them on that.
Instead of an island like Alba, we send them to a resort.
You know, the new national security strategy that has come out is, I think, wonderful.
And I wanted to get to that. This is a major game changer, and Trump's actually doing it. Explain it.
Well, it's that we're revivifying the Monroe Doctrine. We're focusing on the Americas, which is long overdue. It's kind of, I think, to our shame that we haven't done more in the Americas and less focus on distant regions. Yes, we still want peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific, but we're about the Americas, and that includes we have to eject hostile foreign powers. So, you know, every enemy we're against has their Venezuela is their playground. If you're talking from Hamas, Hezbollah, FARC,
China,
Russia, the Basque separatists, any terrorist group.
So if America really wants to swing its dick around and cut China off, we move in and Latin America wants it. We put in capitalist elected governments and it becomes the Riviera.
Free market. We could make in 10 years, we could make Venezuela into like the Switzerland. Yes, it's got all the capital. There's plenty of capital. Doesn't need money from us. It's got, you know, the people are 99% Catholic or Christian. The idea that
that's socially conservative.
Yeah, and it's not going to be another Iraq, because you're talking about a country that plays baseball and is Christian and is a lot easier to get together. You've got.
But it got taken over by communists.
Yeah, it got taken over by communists. Taken over by communists. Actually, that's where I want to go. Do you remember Carlos the Jackal?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, first pick put up Daria put up Carlos the Jackal. This Carlos the Jackal was the stepfather to two important Venezuelans. I'm going to show you. He was Venezuelan. Ilyich Ramirez Sanchez was his real name. Carlos the Jackal. There are two Venezuelans. I'm not going to throw a bunch of names at you, but there's a brother-sister you need to know about. The only thing you really need to know about Venezuela is this brother-sister. Their name is Rodriguez. Could you pick up? This is Jorge and Delcy. He is like Hannibal Lecter. Think of this guy as Hannibal Lecter. He's a psychiatrist. He's the mastermind of everything you've been hearing about Venezuela. He's the mastermind. His sister, Delcy, is the vice president. These two people were the children of a terrorist fellow traveler of Carlos the Jackal. He was a kidnapper. He kidnapped an American businessman, got imprisoned in the 70s, and was killed. They think by America. It was actually, I'm also told, it was actually his jailers, but whatever. So they hate America. The important thing is after, and no, this is a bombshell, no one knows here yet in America, that after their father was killed, they moved to Paris and they became with the mother, their mother, and their mother became Carlos's Jackal's girl. So Carlos the Jackal was their stepdad. Of the two people who are and no one knows this in America, by the way, they are the children, stepchildren of Carlos the Jackal, the terrorist, and they are the psychopaths behind this whole regime.
And again, the average person says, oh, Venezuela, third world, no money. No. Incredible oil riches, big giant budgets. It's a big deal.
Yeah, biggest oil reserves in the world, bigger than Saudi Arabia. And there's now six people in Venezuela whose own income is larger than the entire budget of the CIA. So they have a lot of money for mischief, and they hate us. So that's one important. No one knew that before today, before I've just released this.
So you're breaking that. Say that again. That's just big news.
Carlos the Jackal, the great terrorist, is actually the stepfather of the brother-sister team who are the center of the Venezuelan regime.
That's like Obama raised by Bill Ayers, the weatherman.
Right.
And his real dad being the head of the Communist Party.
Right, Frank Marshall or something, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, so that's...
Frank Marshall Davis.
That's quite interesting. In addition, so these are the guys, this guy on the right, I mean, I won't throw names at you, but just remember the guy I call the Hannibal Lecter of the regime. That guy on the right is actually...
Why not just say names?
But, well, people get confused when you use too many Latin names. Just know that the guy who's the president is really number four or five in the country. The guy above...
You're saying these are the real people.
The real people are these guys and a guy named Diosdado Cabello, who's the formal godfather of the regime, of the mafia. But the godfather of the mafia reports to those two masterminds. And she's the vice... So it doesn't matter that on paper she's the vice president and he on paper is just some psychiatrist.
And that's why Trump wants total regime change, because they're trying... The CIA wants them to kind of leave people in place.
The CIA wants that woman to take over. The CIA, in fact... Rick Grinnell was down in Caracas. I do not think this is public. Rick Grinnell was down in Caracas a week ago trying to make a deal where they say, okay, we'll give up Maduro and we'll just make her be. And Rick Grinnell and the CIA is trying to get that snake to be the replacement for Maduro. We're going from cartel to cartel heavy to do that. It's ridiculous.
So where do you think Trump is if they've got the AWACS in the air and the F-18s flying around? What's going on?
Well, on the other side, and so on, you have one side in the White House is the CIA and Rick Grinnell arguing for we make her the new president. Or, and they've been saying all year, look, we got to let bygones be bygones. Venezuela is willing to give us oil fields and the rights to gold fields. Let's this be bygones and bygones. Who cares that they tried to overthrow us? That's their position. Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth are the guys saying these people committed a massive act of war against us. They almost won. No way do we let this slide.
So my point is that America's barely surviving, and I'm not normally... pro-war, and I mean, Rubio, I don't trust him, but he does a great job so far.
Yes.
But you take down Venezuela, you take down Cuba, and you take down the Mexican leadership.
Oh, all kinds of good flows from this. Cuba would fail in months. If they were the source of all the Latin American...
But people don't know, the CIA put Castro in power.
Correct. And just so you know, every strong man in Latin America is getting bribed.
Well, let's come back and talk about it. The 12 Days of Christmas sale. Our guess, this is a short segment. Some stations don't cover it. Patrick, give us a preview of the other stuff you haven't gotten to yet. You're going to name names here.
I'm going to name names. Who's fighting in the deep state? Who's in the wrong?
And then I asked you about the Candace Owens thing, and you were telling me just bombshell information.
Yeah, I've been told it's...
Hold on, let's wait.
Okay.
We'll do that last, because I trust you, and I got your sources, too. So it's not that I'm against Candace or for her. I'm not saying she's a bad person. This is all so fantastical. I don't know what to believe, but let's get to that later. But this little short segment, some stations don't carry it. Tell us kind of an overview of what you got coming up.
What I got coming up is there's another letter from another Venezuelan general. I was here talking a couple weeks ago about one general. A new letter came out last night. I tried to get it here first before it's now up on the internet if people look. But there's a new general who has confirmed the whole story in a letter to the president, taking responsibility for his role and laying out all kinds
of... This is after you broke the news that you facilitated former intelligence head.
Yes, this is another general.
You said that last week. You said the race to the exits is happening.
Yes, the race to the exits is happening.
And keep going.
He's got new information. He confirms that all the cartel figures expose the criminal structure of Venezuela. It's all cartel. It's secretly, it's narco. He confirms the whole narco-terrorist aspect of Venezuela. He confirms that Trenda Aragua, its origins, it reports to those brother-sister I just showed you, Jorge Rodriguez and Delcy Rodriguez. Trenda Aragua reports to them. It was created. In fact, this is the general who took the prison. He recaptured the prison after a prison riot, and he got orders from them. We're going to step aside. Delcy sent her, and the Rodriguez kids sent their man down. Actually, it's the minister of sports in Venezuela is actually the handler for Trenda Aragua. He's confirmed that Smartmatic was entirely created as to keep the regime in power, and it has been exported around the world. It's flipped elections in the U.S. and elsewhere. He's confirmed all of that. He's confirmed that the deep relations with Iran, including IRGC and Hezbollah are both operating freely, heavily in Venezuela. He confirms this is a big one. We don't know, didn't know this yet. So that's electoral frauds. I'm getting ahead of you. Yes, electoral frauds. He's confirmed that General Quintero, who's the head of the National Election Council, which is called CNE, Consejo Nacional Electoral, is actually created Smartmatic, and he's been using it to rig their Venezuelan elections. It was sent to the USA. It's rigged elections here and elsewhere. Then they talk about the relations with Iran. With Iran, it's historically close. They have a strategic partner. He maintains close relationships with the IRGC and Hezbollah. With the United States, here's a bombshell. He has said there's congressmen that he met with in 07, U.S. congressmen who were on the take of the cartel, and that Maduro was boasting about his control of the United States congressmen. Now, just so you know.
Rare strategic minerals, that's key.
Drugging and drug trafficking, illegal mining. This is used for both money laundering. The drug trafficking is a weapon against the United States. It's been used. It's not just random narcos. It's a weaponized narco traffic against the United States. And the gold and strategic minerals are used in money laundering, which we all know. There's all kinds of Venezuelan gold gets moved through Africa and into the world market. It's used in money laundering. So, and just so you know, this is the sanitized version. This is the version that got released to the public. There's another proffer where another version of this, where General Alcala
names
says is not just congressman. He names which congressman he met with and who's the. We have people in our United States Congress taking bribes from Venezuela, and we had a general, a Venezuelan general, putting this all in the record.
That's right. There's an American arrogance. Like in Texas, go, we'll never be blue. We're almost are. You don't understand how powerful Venezuela and Cuba and Latin America is. These are not retards.
It's subversion.
And they got tons of money. And they have been kicking our ass. I mean, Mayor Bass is an admitted intelligence operative of Cuba.
Yep.
She even admits it.
We have no more. The FBI used to manage counterintelligence and try to stop
it. Hold on. Stay there. We're back in 60 seconds.
Throwing up their hands.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom! And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know there's people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes. To do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA, and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light, and they've got their illuminators on, and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on. The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back. Yeah, so Patrick, let's get it all focused right now because I've had you all over the map. You've got five breaking big things. Last week, it's all confirmed. You have the former head of intelligence of Venezuela turning state's evidence. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. Trump is moving in for the kill here. And now they've got this former top general going public. Get into this.
Okay. So we talked about the national security strategy and why Venezuela is suddenly such an emphasis, because the Americas has returned to being our focus, which is long overdue. The hell with distant foreign wars. In addition, we have come to realize that this Venezuelan regime is the concentrated version of everything we're fighting around the world is concentrated there, as is exemplified by the masterminds of the regime are actually the stepkids of Carlos the Jackal. Third, we got this, the head of military intel wrote a letter that I was here discussing with you, I guess it was just a week ago, life's such a, that where he was acknowledging all the, basically all the craziest stuff you've been hearing for 5 years is all true. And now we have another general who's also another Venezuelan general who's written a letter also with the help, the assistance of my partner that I call Zorro, who we got into these prisons under, you know, because DOJ and CIA has tried to prevent anyone from talking to these generals. These guys, this guy has been sitting for 7-8 years in an American prison, and no one has ever asked him. No one's ever asked him for his information. So he's just written the letter.
So the U.S. supposedly wants regime change. He doesn't talk to these people.
And they won't, and they don't even talk to these people, and they prevent anyone from talking. It's the CIA all mixed up in it. And so he has come out with a letter last night that goes beyond what the last week's general says. General number two.
Have you posted this on X yet?
I did post it late last night, and I was the first to get it.
So let's put that on screen.
Let's put it. Yeah, go ahead and put this back on screen.
There you go.
And he takes responsibility. He fled the regime 12 years ago and was living in Colombia. And then he turned himself in. He took a deal. He's now in the U.S. prison for some things he did, some drug deals he did for the regime, which he says, you know, I regret. He fled the regime when he realized it had become this complete narco-terrorist. So in here.
And instead of them bringing him in to get the intel, they throw him in prison to cover it up.
Well, they probably gave him a sweeter deal than he would have gotten, but then they covered it up. They have not let anyone talk to him, anyone else debrief him. We had to use some, not subterfuge, but we had to pull some strings to really get so he could be debriefed. The result is this letter that he wrote, he signed, and it confirms the narco-terrorist aspect of the Venezuelan regime, how it's just a narco-terrorist state. He said, I was unwilling to continue after 2013, that he'd become, he actually tried a coup on Maduro. The political consolidation, the prison base, the Tren de Aragua, he confirms the whole Tren de Aragua story. Tren de Aragua, yes, yeah, stop the scrolling, please, if you can. The Tren de Aragua is a prison gang. This is the general who, when there was a riot in the prison, he was the one in and quelled the riot. But then he got orders from up above, that brother, sister, the Rodriguezes, to step aside. And they sent in the guy who was actually the minister of sports, who came in and became the handlers for this prison gang and said, you know what? We'll let you, if you'll do our dirty work, we'll let you have the run of the show. We're going to make safe. You do your arms trafficking.
It's like the Clintons used MS-13. And then now, because it's not what you just believe this general, all this has come out separately from what he said. Remember, Maduro came out earlier in the year and said, when the documents come out, we were told by Biden ship TDA to the United States to be their bagman.
Yes. So they trained up the south of Venezuela as a bunch of terrorist training camps. And they trained a bunch of people up, foreign nationals and tens of thousands, 10 to 20,000 TDA members.
So we have our school of America's. They have their communist school.
That's it. And their communist school is how to burn things down. All they really know. It's like, imagine being an architect, and we're architects, and we're trying to figure out how to build things, and someone else comes along and says, whatever you can build, we can burn down. That's basically their mentality. So they've sent tens of thousands of terrorists into our country, trained in the South, and Tren de Aragua is really, to be honest, there's a bunch of cell leaders. When you have a terrorist movement, you have cells, and you need trained leaders to be the center of each cell. The TDA are trained terrorist cell leaders. That's one of the things that makes them so dangerous. He also, to go back to that screen, electoral fraud. He confirms that Venezuelan Army General Quintero, who's now the head of the National Election Commission, which is called CNE, Consejo Nacional Electoral, has been responsible for committing election fraud. He was the engineer in charge of Smartmatic. And Smartmatic has parallel Smartmatic voting systems have been manipulating Maduro's government, keeping him in power, as well as it's been exported to the United States and other companies, and it's being used to, and it reports to, our election systems report to Jorge and Delcy Rodriguez, that lovely couple I showed you at the beginning, this brother-sister couple who are the stepchildren of Carlos the Jackal. They have control of our election systems. Smartmatic reports to them. Is this shocking? I mean, it's like crazy.
Well, if you reverse engineer, I know the Carlos the Jackal thing, but it's been confirmed for decades that Venezuela is the go-between between China, the U.S. deep state, and these voting machine companies.
So Carlos,
like, why are so many of the companies coming out of there and based there?
Yeah, why are so many people? If you go through the, you know, if you get into the watch industry, you'll find Swiss people all over the world in the watch industry. If you go into the diamond business, you'll find Orthodox Jews all over. If you come and get into the election industry in the United States, you're going to find Venezuelans all through, Venezuelan immigrants in Chicago, in Dallas, in Atlanta. That seems odd. Is Venezuela known for having such wonderful elections that we would find their immigrants?
So how did it start then?
It started, I'll tell you just how it started. Hugo Chavez comes to power. He's got this mafia that's around him, comes to power.
And just like in the narco movies that are hits and so accurate, how Mexico's been stealing elections and got caught, it's the senior partner, so that's where they're getting it.
Venezuela is the senior partner to Mexico. Mexico, the Mexican cartels are the junior brother, the little brothers of the Venezuelan cartel. That's why we have to hit there. And you see all this stupid mainstream press saying, well, only this amount of fentanyl goes through there and only this amount of cocaine. That ain't what matters. It's the headquarters. It's the headquarters is what matters.
It's like Starship Troopers. You got to get the brain bug.
Yeah, you got to get the alien queen bee. So the electoral fraud, also trace it back. But that's shocking that our election systems report ultimately, when you're voting on Dominion, that tech, which now doesn't exist, that technology inside is actually, when you get through all the company licenses and blah, 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 it's Smartmatic. And Smartmatic is a creation. It's the commercial vehicle of the Venezuelan Election Commission, which is run by the general he just mentioned, and it all reports to those, that brother and sister, the stepchildren of Jorge Rodriguez. I mean, that stepchildren of Carlos the Jackal.
And it's surreal. And again, I've been on air 31 years. For at least 28, 29 years, I had all these election experts on. They were already saying it was being set up in Venezuela. So it keeps coming out. So what do you make of supposed the Republican groups coming in at Dominion and Smartmatic and, you know, buying them up, but then it's just business as usual, dropping all their lawsuits because everybody but Mike Lindell.
And me. I don't want them to drop on me. I want to get money from them. I'm waiting to file my fraud on the court case against them because they've committed a huge fraud on the court.
So update us on that.
Well, it's
not on you, just in general. What were you?
On what aspect? I'm sorry.
I mean, like the Republican groups. Supposedly.
Oh, the Republican groups. It's all fake. It's all. This is what Wall Street firms do when the mafia moved into Wall Street in the 1970s. And as the DOJ chases them, what the mafia does is, on Wall Street, is they buy some old line company that everyone, it sounds austere. It's been around years, but it's not as they get old.
Oakmont and Brinchley.
Yeah, something like that. The mafia steps in and buys it, and they know that for most people in America, it still has that illustrious, and they fill it, and they do all their boiler room stuff. The what was that movie? The Wolf of Wall Street stuff.
That's why I said Oakmont and Brinchley.
Oh, yeah, right. And then when the DOJ steps in or gets close, they collapse the company, and they have some other new company buy it, and it moves out. And the DOJ says, well, that problem is resolved. All the people move into the new company and it just keeps going under a new name. That's what's gone on with this election stuff. So it means nothing. And now that there's no way they could have the system. This guy at Liberty has his CFO has a fraud background. None of this stuff. There is no way to fix this. But this brings up an interesting subject. And I don't want to step on any competitor's toes. But do you mind if I mention a minor competitor? Not that you have any competition, Alex. But there's a fellow named Benny Johnson. Do you know Benny?
Yeah.
I've always liked Benny. Seems like a straight up guy. He's on some tear to spin this story. First, he's on a tear to spin the story that says Elon conducted some strike in Serbia. That's not at all true. The truth is exactly. Now, Elon played a crucial role in the middle of October 24 of vouching for our work to the president. And then steps were taken by legitimate government authorities within Cyber Command, and they sizzled the place in Serbia, and that's why we had a fair election in November 2024. But Benny Johnson is insistent on coming up with this alternative story. And the other thing he's doing with that is he's saying, but what this shows is the machines are safe. We just have to do, we take these precautions, we do this, that, but we keep the machines. That's someone is pulling those strings. That's a message coming from the CIA and from the establishment. There is no, it's like saying, how much HIV do you want in your blood supply? I don't want a little, I want zero.
Well, Trump wants paper ballots.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but he's got a bunch of opposition within the government. You know, it's not just paper ballots. People have paper ballots, but they'll feed them into machines. It's got to be paper ballots counted by hand where they're
at the precincts.
And Benny Johnson, for some weird reason, is pushing this other narrative. And
well, we're almost a year in and no voter ID thing yet.
This could all be done in 30 days. You know, Barack Obama signed an executive order.
Well, that's what we just saw in the last off your election was just fraud everywhere.
Yeah, this could be done based on an EO that Obama signed. Trump could dust it off and re-sign it, not change a word.
I love Benny Johnson. I didn't really follow that. He's a good reporter.
I always
just got bad info.
This.
But Trump's policy, I agree with. Paper ballots count at the precinct. That's how France does it today. It's the best system. It's all transparent. So I support the president.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. President, we need to get rid of the machines. Has to be paper ballots.
What is Benny saying? He's saying the machines are...
Keep the machines. Keep the machines. They can be made safe. Keep the machines for the counting. It's a very strange position he's trying to push, and it comes out of nowhere. And that, coupled with his idea that he's spinning the story about what happened in early November 2024, it's just incorrect. And I've let him know that, and yet he keeps pushing it. So something's up there. I love Benny. I've always liked the thought the world of him. Something's a lot about this, how he's handling the story. Just so you know. Why don't I move on? We've talked about the cartel guy. Why is there the real question, what you were just getting up to in your questions, is why is there so much opposition? Why is it that within the administration, you've got the CIA and Rick Grenell carrying water for Venezuela against Rubio and the military, which sees there's obviously no other solution. You can't let a country do this to us for so many reasons. And you don't want to know what the reason is? And here's some bombshells for you, Alex. And I've tried to handle this in every legitimate way I could. I've been frozen out. The CIA has frozen me out. And Todd Blanche has frozen me out. So I've tried to handle this every way I could. I'm just going public about it. Rick Grenell is compromised in the following way. He was shagging a 14, 15-year-old boy in Serbia, and the Russians have the tapes. 2 years ago,
you didn't tell me you were going to say this.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so.
So he did not know. This is all on me. This is all on me. And I've heard this from.
I've known you a long time. You're on the warpath today.
I'm on the warpath. Well, I'm just on the truth path. The deep state needs to be addressed. Would you rather I not say anything more about that?
No, I mean, you just say it.
It's me. It's all on me. He was over. He's actually, they're like negotiating a Trump Tower in Serbia across the street from the foreign ministry. I do wish the president will have plenty of time to be doing.
We'll just start over. How do you know he's shagging? You've heard this?
I was over in Europe a lot for the last 2 years dealing with both Eastern European mafia, because I was working on an idea to take out the Dominion headquarters in Belgrade. It was either going to be with a stack of graphite or a firebomb, but we weren't going to let them steal our election again. I got word 14 days before that someone else was taking care of it, that Uncle Sam was taking care of it back away. But I was dealing with a mafia, and I was also dealing with an Eastern European intelligence service who was acting for us and paying bribes to the right people in Belgrade to get certain information. Those two countries that they were from were different. One was intelligence, one was mafia. And they both came to me with this story that Rick Grenell was over there. While he was over there doing some business, he shagged an underage boy, and the Russians have the tape. And I have this from two separate but sources that were so reliable. They're the only reason that we pulled off what happened in Serbia both of those guys were instrumental, and they've independently.
I remember you guys in 2020 saying it was out of Serbia, and now a lot of that's come out in FBI documents confirming it. Why didn't they move the operation once it was exposed?
It wasn't. No, people didn't all. And what came out of 2020, people were talking about Germany and Italy, but it wasn't Germany. If it's odd, it's probably something called a twin. The Serbian operation bounces VPNs through stacks of computers in Germany and Italy, and then on into to make themselves untraceable. So the story that Mike Lindell was chasing
sounds like Vault 7. They're spoofing.
Yes, and you know, and you bounce through different layers. But there's a concept in espionage called twinning, which is if you want If there's a truth you want to keep buried, you create an alternative version of it with different details, and you get that into the public.
And then it's got a lot of truth when you investigate it as dead ends.
It dead ends. And then when people go back to, well, what about this? You say, no, that was all debunked. That's the British do this a lot. It's called twinning. That may be what happened with all this stuff we heard in 2020 about Germany and Italy. It was close to, not the truth, but it was close-ish to the real truth. So that's one thing to know. Radcliffe, and here's another thing. I tried to take through official channels, this and that. Radcliffe, I have some higher so I have connections in the intelligence services, as you may have, as you know.
Yeah, and Flynn says Radcliffe's bad.
Radcliffe's bad. Radcliffe was twice. I have on...
As the CIA director.
CIA director, but he was some years ago, and I don't mean to hurt the guy. I've met him. I liked him. But Radcliffe twice, I'm told, was lured into hotel rooms in D.C. by young women, not underage, but young, and it was all filmed. So there's two videos of Radcliffe. So he's owned, and he's owned by John Brennan. He's not running the CIA. John Brennan's running the CIA.
Oh, I think that's confirmed.
And that's why Radcliffe is giving such horrible advice.
I don't know about the sex thing, but clearly Brennan's in charge.
Yeah. If you go back 6 months, you may remember Trend at Aragua, when it was obvious what was going on. Everything this guy was saying about Trend at Aragua as being a government-controlled force, we already knew its history and all that stuff. There was a day in Congress when Radcliffe, in this very mealy-mouthed way, said, well, there's been no determination that we have not assessed that Trend at Aragua is actually reporting to the Venezuelan government. And Tulsi, do you remember they had a little sort of very polite thing in front of Congress? Radcliffe's doing that because he's owned. And that's why he's in there. That's why Radcliffe is now in there, has been in there all summer saying, well, if we do change Maduro, let's just replace Maduro with this other woman who is, you know, this Delcy. It's the vice president. It's cartel to cartel light or cartel to deep cartel. No difference.
Well, take my word for it. We can find Flynn, though. Said he's concerned about full regime change because of new Vietnam and a setup.
Well, I'm concerned about that because what we found from the names given to us by the military intelligence general included some active spies that they met with in Colombia, that they met with different places that he had paid. He named names which included people in the CIA, including somebody involved in the planning for this invasion of Venezuela. In other words, we probably were being led into a Bay of Pigs 2.0. There was a guy within the CIA planning for this Venezuelan stuff who, in fact, is a Cuban Venezuelan, who's been named as a Cuban Venezuelan asset. He's been carved out, but I think we almost got led into a Bay of Pigs. So a Bay of Pigs 2.0. So we have to be quite careful. So now that's a lot I've dropped on.
Why is Trump not letting Nicolas Maduro just go? Because it's the CIA deal to leave the other people behind?
Well,
leave them in place?
Yeah. Maduro's own people are saying, if you try, we're going to shoot your plane down. So Maduro's got to say, you've got to make room for the top 1,000 of us. And I'm not sure Trump will do that. Trump is a hard negotiator. I wish he would just take yes for an answer and let Maduro and the top 1,000 leave, and we'll avoid a... Who cares about putting these guys in prison? Let them go enjoy their lives and money in Turkey. That's how I look at it. Maybe you're different.
Well, from all my sources, we'll come back and talk about this. They're very close to hitting Venezuela. Let's talk about it with Patrick Byrne straight ahead. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, dropping some big bombshells here today. And one of the questions is, how do you know so much about what's going on?
Well, you know how I've explained before many times that while I had this sort of academic relationship in the United States, which was the honor of my life with the United States government, it's nothing about intelligence. I've got a red line between me and the CIA, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard me explain all that, right? Right, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, I was lying. I am CIA. I was CIA. I did have that normal relationship, that weird relationship with the government, as I described, after 9/11.
And so why are you bringing that out today?
Because I am going after the deep state. I know all these stuff.
And by the way, General Flynn has vouched for you on this, so he can see the files.
I've just sent a letter. I just sent a letter I'll just to Darius, she can put that up. This is from the former head of special operations, the head of he's dead now, but he wrote this letter. I wish to acknowledge your exceptional, outstanding contributions to several issues critical to our national security over the past several years. Although details must be omitted, your work has been nice and selfless. It's been a pleasure. please accept my deepest personal appreciation and esteem. There are countless others across the government who would echo my comments.
That's a former Assistant Secretary of Defense.
As well as he ran the special...
Yeah, but I mean, it's known that Hillary hired you and you exposed her and all that. I mean, that's not a secret, okay. So
I'm telling you the truth when I tell you I have sources in the intelligence community who told me this about Ratcliffe, as who have confirmed the story about Grinnell. They are owned people. So that's how I know the kinds of things. So I've been trying to dance around that. In the past, I lied. Now I'm absolutely not with them.
Obviously, well, it's like Flynn, because
I'm a rogue asset.
Flynn's like, I don't know what he's going to say today, but it's really important for you to hear it. I mean, I get it all. The point is that things are coming down to the wire here.
We got to blow it up.
And I want to do 35,000 foot view. We got to stop the deep state to save the country and the world. Thank God he's calling Zelensky a dictator. The EU plan is total war. It's total insanity. That's what I've told everybody in the system. The games are over. There isn't even choose a side. Going with the globalists is insane. They have destroyed the country. They have sold us out to China. It's got to stop. And so now, because I mean, I knew you did intelligence work for the DOJ and some other agencies,
was the CIA. That was the mother. I got loaned out to all these different groups, and I did. And then eventually, this is what's key. After at a certain point within the CIA, within the National Resource Division, the Director of Operations, which people can look up what all that is, the National Resource Director. Somebody in 06 took me to lunch and said, we'd like to move. You've done such nice work for us for so many years. We'd like to move you into kind of a high-speed group under their direction. I said, fine. That person emerged 7 years later as John Brennan's number two, which means...
Now, you figured out you were secretly... You didn't know, but he was pulling strings.
Right, which means...
Which he's the real spy master. So many people that don't know, I'm curious myself, he's the one pulling the strings.
He is the one pulling the strings. He's the one pulling the strings. That probably...
So why are you now revealing this here today?
Because I can't tell the truth about the things I know anymore while keeping...
Well, that's why Flynn called us. And of course, he doesn't know anything you're going to say today. And he's
did
like...
Did he call you about me coming on? Well,
he's like, yeah, we need to get Patrick on. And then, yeah, but the point is this is important information. But just moving on from that, most of this is transparent and out in the open now.
It's kind of hard for me to hide it anymore. And I'm not now. I'm what they call a rogue. I've gone rogue. I'm surprised. Flynn has said, I'm shocked they didn't kill you and your handlers for what you know. I'm not just a rogue asset, a rogue tier. They turned me into eventually I became what's called a tier one intelligence asset. And then in 2011, Barack Obama took me over and I became a national intelligence. There may not have been any others. Obama took me under the White House and maybe national intelligence asset, reporting to him and doing his stuff. That's how I know what I know. That's how I'm in
Well, you're a national Clinton intelligence thing. Asset.
That's how I'm in
I was listed by
Russian
Obama in 2013, declassified by Trump earlier this year, credit the FBI, as a tier one national security threat.
Yeah. Well, I reached there under Biden. I became domestic extremist threat number one, which I'm quite proud of. So that's how when I'm saying I was in the middle of the Russia, people are like, why is this CEO in the middle of the Russia thing? Why is he claiming all this? It's because
Who do they think is running all that? It's people think like being a CIA agent is the top. The real people are managers and corporate people. Don't even have the official title. They're above it. That's how it actually works.
Yeah, well, it's different. Yeah, it's the case officers are one thing. And listen, to show no.
But you have the analysts and all that.
But you know what Brennan did, and this was key. Brennan screwed up the CIA by, it used to be the guys who can jump through windows, the agents, and then you had the analysts. Brennan was an analyst. He was a weenie. He always wanted to be one of the other guys. He never got to be.
Analyst into commando positions.
He put the analysts into commando, and they mixed them, and then they became the bosses. So now you have a bunch of real people reporting to the weenies, and he's ruined the CIA by doing that.
So 35,000 foot view. The Venezuela thing is really important, but I want you to answer my question. Take my word on it. Flynn was like, listen, I don't want Venezuela in. I want to bring down Cuba. It's critical. I get it, but he's afraid of a trap. And obviously he can't say classified things he knows. I agree with him. So I agree with what you said. Trump needs to give Maduro the deal. They got to give these assholes $1 billion. It's already their money. Let them leave. Like, put Napoleon on an island here. I think that's what we need to push
for. Let them go. There's a place in the north of Turkey that's been picked out, a resort. They could move there with their families, their money, and live out their days. And that's all. And I would much rather do that than have a...
So is that what the overflights are, is to finally pressure them to do it?
Yeah, we're increasing...
Like you said, Trump's like, no, you don't get 200 million. None of your people get a 10 million. Like, it's just get rid of them.
It's their money. I mean, they got it. They stole it. Up Americans' nose. It's the cartel money.
But obviously, in any war you study history, thousands of years ago, the Romans would say, we're going to kill you unless you go into absentia, and we're going to send you to exile. Like, that's a smart move. Just go to exile.
And take some treasure with you and be gone. It's, you know, we'll spend $1 billion on day one if we actually start shooting.
So what is the issue? Who they leave behind? Is the real debate about the transfer of power?
The real debate about is the transfer of power, who it goes to, the CIA and Rick Grenell taking orders from somebody, probably John Brennan, are saying, make it go from Maduro.
Why hasn't Brennan gone for a kayak ride yet?
Who was the guy who did that and died? Yeah. Who was?
Oh, I'd be mad. I'm just saying, I'm surprised that Trump hadn't taken the gloves off.
He doesn't have that. He doesn't still. Trump does understand the situation he's in. But have you ever been in a position where you're?
I don't think you can trust people around him. You know,
I ran a company in Utah. I built a company in Utah. I loved Utah. The LDS people were great to me. But there was a small group of LDS people who hated me. And it just got so toxic and so tiring to try to manage through them and try to get anything done.
Why is Brennan so arrogant? I guess he just...
It is an Alinsky trick. They always act like you have the power even when you don't. But he's arrogant because he has the CIA. The top two tiers of the CIA are all his people. He had decades...
But can't they see there's a fourth turning and revolutions here? And they are enemy number one, man. They need to give up. I mean, goddamn.
They're doubling down. They don't really have many options. China won't take them. China, other people, I think Brennan tried to secure some place he could go, and no one will take him.
Let's talk 35,000-foot view. They're obviously running. Let's talk about Candace Owens. Everybody wants me to get into this. I don't think Candace is a bad person. We actually discovered her, put her on the air first. It's on record. Oh. Paul Watson, she came here, spent like 4 or 5 days with us. Nice lady. I don't think she means wrong, and I'm not saying she's not right to question a lot of stuff on Charlie Kirk, but everything coming out of it is extremely destructive to Trump overall, and I've actually had Rasmussen polling on. I can instinctively see it. That's one of the big things that's hurt Trump. And so, good, I want the truth to come out, but it's not going to come out. We don't know. I don't know the truth. Something's being covered up. It looks very suspicious, but you were saying, because I was asking you, I said, hey, you have a lot of sources. I know the Macrons are really pissed at her, and you were telling me some stuff from high-level sources that I actually know as well. They were saying, no, it's true. There is a Macron hit out on her.
There's a Macron hit out on her.
So let's talk about that because, that makes sense?
So a lot of information warfare, I think, does rest on just assuming people are very suggestible and dumb.
Here's the deal. The dumb people don't matter. You are fooling dumb people. You're not fooling the smart people.
I don't know if they don't care or what. Like, it seems so obvious, but...
It's insane. Israel never was involved with Hamas. We didn't ask Qatar to host them. Bullshit.
No, they did.
I mean, let me show you right here. Qatar PM says Hamas ties begin at U.S. request. Well, it's not that. Qatar, a small Arab state, became indispensable these are articles from years ago. CNN admitting the U.S. and Israel asked for it. It's a known fact. For years, Netanyahu propped up Hamas. Now it's blowing up in his face. Times of Israel.
But okay. Fair enough.
Qatar condemns Netanyahu. I'm not even tagging Netanyahu. I'm just saying. They asked him to do it. You can't turn around now and say they're lying.
What they should do is turn around and say the truth. That, yes, we promoted Hamas to have a counterbalance to PLO.
Of course.
It got away from us. It doesn't mean that Israel's...
And that is what the world is, balancing powers.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of dirty deals get made between all kinds of
people. I know. So my point is, Patrick, I'll say it again. You get it. Don't lie and say Tucker and the Qatari PM are lying when it's in thousands of news articles and official. I'm saying, like, don't do that, dumbasses, because I'm not anti-Israel. Just stop the treating us like we're morons.
And the thing to also get to is to see Israel not as one thing, but as two things. There's an Israeli deep state centered on Ehud Barak.
Supreme Court, yeah.
Okay. Well, the Ehud
Barak. Notice Netanyahu's not involved with Epstein. So, in closing, what are you covering in the second hour, 4 o'clock p.m., Harrison Smith? What else did you not get to?
I'm going into the Tina Peters, this new letter that has been given to the president on Sunday night by Peter Tichtin about Tina Peters, and it's revealed some big things that have not been revealed before publicly.
Well, she's the eyewitness. Why they want her in jail?
She's the eyewitness. They should take her as a witness. But they reveal a great deal in this letter about is now coming out. That's never been revealed about what has been documented about really what Dominion has done, how it all works. All
you never disappoint. Thank you for being here. How people find you?
Either on Locals, Patrick Byrne, or I'm on Twitter. Maybe I should, and I am on Rumble, but basically Twitter is where I do my.
All right, in closing, 35,000 foot view. How do we win the midterms? What's your advice to Trump to supercharge the base?
There is the Schwerpunkt, this point of the spear of this fight.
Zeitgeist.
We have to hit, we got to change Venezuela. You can liberate the Americas, including the U.S., with Venezuela, but if
no one denies Cuba and the Mexican dictatorship will fall when this happens.
Yeah, it will save the Americas. It's the most important war since the Civil War, I believe.